Are you looking for the secret to truly connect with the women in your life on a deeper level? Imagine saying just a few simple words that can make her feel seen, valued, and respected, all while aligning with the powerful teachings of Stoicism. In this video, we're revealing the things that 99.9% of women find irresistibly attractive, and you won't want to miss this. Lesson 1. You make me a better person. Think about these words. You make me a better person. It's a phrase that carries so much weight, depth, and sincerity. But why does it resonate so profoundly? To understand this, we need to delve into the core of Stoicism. One of the foundational principles of Stoicism is the pursuit of virtue, which is about striving to be the best version of ourselves. When we say, "You make me a better person," we're acknowledging that the presence of another person in our life inspires us to grow, to improve, and to elevate our character. Stoicism teaches us to focus on what we can control, our own thoughts, actions, and responses. By telling someone that they make you a better person, you are, in essence, admitting that they influence your thoughts and actions positively. This is a testament to the Stoic idea of interdependence, where relationships are seen as opportunities for mutual growth and improvement. For a woman, hearing these words can be incredibly moving because it conveys that she is seen, appreciated, and valued for who she is. It tells her that her presence brings about a positive change, not through force or expectation, but naturally, through her being. Stoicism emphasizes genuine virtue over superficial appearances. When you say, "You make me a better person," you're not just complimenting her. You're expressing a deep, Stoic truth. You're acknowledging her impact on your personal journey toward virtue, and that is immensely flattering. It also aligns with the Stoic concept of sympathia, the interconnectedness of all things. When we tell someone they make us better, we are recognizing the profound connection we share with them. This acknowledgement is a powerful tool in any relationship, as it fosters a sense of partnership and shared purpose. In the context of Stoicism, it's about recognizing that her virtues inspire you to cultivate your own, thereby creating a harmonious, virtuous cycle. So, why does this turn women on? Because it speaks to a deeper level of appreciation and respect. It's not about physical attraction or material gifts. It's about acknowledging her essence, her spirit, and the way she enriches your life. It's a recognition of her value as a human being and a partner. It shows that you see her as more than just a companion, but as someone who contributes to your growth, someone who helps you become the best version of yourself. Lesson 2. I respect your perspective. Respect. It's a word that carries immense weight, and in Stoicism, it's an essential aspect of virtuous living. When you say, "I respect your perspective," you're not only acknowledging the other person's right to have their own views, but also embracing one of the key teachings of Stoicism, the importance of understanding and empathy. Epictetus, one of the great Stoic philosophers, taught that we must accept things as they are and strive to understand others without judgment. By respecting someone's perspective, you're practicing what Epictetus referred to as ataraxia, a state of serene calmness where one is not disturbed by external circumstances. You're recognizing that each person has their own unique experiences and viewpoints, shaped by their life's journey. In this acknowledgement, there is a profound Stoic wisdom that values the diversity of thought and the richness it brings to our lives. For a woman, hearing "I respect your perspective" is incredibly powerful. It tells her that you value her mind, her opinions, and her individuality. It's a statement that goes beyond mere agreement. You might not always see eye to eye, but by respecting your perspective, you're showing that you honor her right to her own thoughts and feelings. This is not just about tolerating differences, but celebrating them, seeing them as opportunities for growth and understanding. Stoicism teaches us to engage with others not from a place of superiority or inferiority, but from a place of equality. When you tell a woman, "I respect your perspective," you're embodying this Stoic principle of equality. You're showing that you see her as your equal, someone whose views are just as valid and valuable as your own. This fosters a sense of mutual respect and admiration, creating a deeper, more meaningful connection. Respecting someone's perspective is about being present. It's about listening actively, not just hearing the words but understanding the emotions and thoughts behind them. This is in line with the Stoic practice of mindfulness, being fully engaged in the moment. When you tell a woman that you respect her perspective, you're also telling her that you are fully present, that you are attentive, and that you care about what she has to say. It's a rare and precious gift that shows a deep level of emotional intelligence and maturity. It's about creating a safe space where she can express herself freely, without fear of judgment or rejection. And in this safe space, true intimacy and connection can flourish. Lesson 3. You are so beautiful, inside and out. Beauty is often considered superficial, but when you tell someone, "You are so beautiful, inside and out," you're tapping into a much deeper truth. In Stoicism, beauty is not just about physical appearance. It's about the inner virtues that make a person truly remarkable. Marcus Aurelius, the Roman emperor and Stoic philosopher, wrote about the importance of focusing on the inner virtues of a person rather than their external appearance. By saying, "You are so beautiful, inside and out," you're acknowledging the complete person. You're seeing beyond the physical to the character, the soul, the essence that makes her who she is. This is a profound Stoic principle, the idea that true beauty lies in virtue. It's about recognizing the kindness, the courage, the wisdom, and the strength that she embodies. For a woman, this compliment is incredibly affirming. It tells her that you see her for who she truly is, not just for how she looks. It's a recognition of her inner light, her goodness, and her virtue. In a world that often prioritizes external beauty, this acknowledgement of her inner beauty is not only refreshing but deeply moving. Stoicism teaches us to look beyond the surface and to value what truly matters. By telling a woman she is beautiful inside and out, you are practicing this Stoic wisdom. You are showing that you value her for her character, her values, and her spirit. This is not just about paying a compliment. It's about expressing the deep, Stoic truth. Recognizing someone's inner beauty is about appreciating their humanity. It's about seeing the good in them and celebrating it. This is in line with the Stoic concept of proheresis, the ability to choose and value what is truly important. When you tell a woman she is beautiful inside and out, you are choosing to value her for who she is, not just what she looks like. This kind of appreciation is incredibly attractive because it goes beyond the superficial. It's about seeing her as a whole person with her own strengths, virtues, and unique qualities. It's about recognizing her worth and celebrating it. And in doing so, you're not just making her feel good. You're also elevating the relationship, creating a deeper, more meaningful connection. Lesson 4. I feel so lucky to have you in my life. Gratitude is a central tenet of Stoicism. The Stoics believed in the power of gratitude to transform our perspective and our lives. When you say, "I feel so lucky to have you in my life," you are expressing a profound sense of gratitude and appreciation. You are acknowledging the positive impact this person has on your life and expressing your thankfulness for it. In Stoicism, gratitude is not just about saying thank you. It's about recognizing the value of what you have and appreciating it fully. By telling a woman you feel lucky to have her in your life, you are embodying this Stoic practice of gratitude. You are acknowledging the gift of her presence and expressing your appreciation for it. This kind of gratitude is incredibly powerful because it comes from a place of humility and sincerity. It's not about taking anything for granted, but about recognizing the value of what you have. It's about being fully aware of the blessings in your life and appreciating them wholeheartedly. This is a core Stoic principle, the idea of living with a grateful heart. For a woman, hearing these words can be incredibly affirming. It tells her that she is valued and appreciated, not just for what she does, but for who she is. It's a recognition of her worth and the positive impact she has on your life. It's about acknowledging her presence and the joy and fulfillment it brings. Expressing gratitude is about being present and mindful. It's about being fully aware of the moment and appreciating it fully. This is in line with the Stoic practice of mindfulness, being fully engaged in the present moment. When you tell a woman you feel lucky to have her in your life, you are also telling her that you are fully present and appreciative of her presence. This kind of appreciation is incredibly attractive because it goes beyond the superficial. It's about recognizing her worth and celebrating it. It's about creating a deeper, more meaningful connection based on gratitude and appreciation. And in doing so, you're not just making her feel good, you're also elevating the relationship, creating a deeper, more meaningful connection. Lesson 5. I trust you completely. Trust is the foundation of any healthy relationship. It's about believing in the other person, having confidence in their character and intentions. When you say, "I trust you completely," you're expressing a deep level of faith and confidence in the other person. This is a powerful Stoic principle, the idea of placing trust in those who have proven themselves worthy. Stoicism teaches us to be discerning in who we trust. Trust is not something that is given lightly. It is earned through consistent actions and integrity. When you tell a woman you trust her completely, you are acknowledging her character and her actions. You are expressing your faith in her and your confidence in her abilities and intentions. For a woman, hearing these words can be incredibly empowering. It tells her that you believe in her, that you have confidence in her character and her intentions. It's a recognition of her worth and the trustworthiness she embodies. It's about acknowledging her integrity and the faith you have in her. Expressing trust is about being vulnerable. It's about opening yourself up and placing your faith in another person. This is in line with the Stoic practice of courage, the courage to be vulnerable and to place your trust in others. When you tell a woman you trust her completely, you are also telling her that you are willing to be vulnerable and to place your faith in her. This kind of trust is incredibly attractive because it goes beyond the superficial. It's about recognizing her worth and her integrity. It's about creating a deeper, more meaningful connection based on trust and faith. And in doing so, you're not just making her feel good, you're also elevating the relationship, creating a deeper, more meaningful connection. Lesson 6. I'm here for you. Being there for someone is one of the most powerful things you can do. It's about showing up, being present, and offering your support. When you say, "I'm here for you," you're expressing a deep level of commitment and support. This is a powerful Stoic principle, the idea of being there for others and offering your support. Stoicism teaches us to be present and to offer our support to those who need it. It's about being there for others, not just in good times, but in difficult times as well. When you tell a woman you're here for her, you are acknowledging her struggles and offering your support. You are expressing your commitment to be there for her, no matter what. For a woman, hearing these words can be incredibly comforting. It tells her that she is not alone, that she has someone who is willing to be there for her and offer their support. It's a recognition of her worth and the support she deserves. It's about acknowledging her struggles and offering her support. Being there for someone is about being present and mindful. It's about being fully aware of the moment and offering your support. This is in line with the Stoic practice of mindfulness, being fully engaged in the present moment. When you tell a woman you're here for her, you are also telling her that you are fully present and willing to offer your support. This kind of support is incredibly attractive because it goes beyond the superficial. It's about recognizing her worth and offering your support. It's about creating a deeper, more meaningful connection based on commitment and support. And in doing so, you're not just making her feel good. You're also elevating the relationship, creating a deeper, more meaningful connection. Lesson 7. I love spending time with you. Time is one of the most valuable things we have. It's something we can never get back, and it's something that is truly precious. When you say, "I love spending time with you," you're expressing a deep level of appreciation and value for the other person. This is a powerful Stoic principle, the idea of valuing what truly matters. Stoicism teaches us to be mindful of how we spend our time and to value what truly matters. It's about recognizing the importance of the present moment and the people we choose to spend it with. When you tell a woman you love spending time with her, you are acknowledging her worth and the value she brings to your life. You are expressing your appreciation for the time you spend together and the joy it brings. For a woman, hearing these words can be incredibly affirming. It tells her that she is valued and appreciated, not just for what she does, but for who she is. It's a recognition of her worth and the joy she brings to your life. It's about acknowledging the value of the time you spend together and the joy it brings. Expressing your love for spending time with someone is about being present and mindful. It's about being fully aware of the moment and appreciating it fully. This is in line with the Stoic practice of mindfulness, being fully engaged in the present moment. When you tell a woman you love spending time with her, you are also telling her that you are fully present and appreciative of the time you spend together. This kind of appreciation is incredibly attractive because it goes beyond the superficial. It's about recognizing her worth and celebrating it. It's about creating a deeper, more meaningful connection based on appreciation and joy. And in doing so, you're not just making her feel good, you're also elevating the relationship, creating a deeper, more meaningful connection. Overall, these words are more than just words. They are powerful tools that embody the teachings of Stoicism. They are expressions of appreciation, respect, trust, and support. They are acknowledgments of the worth and value of the other person. And they are reminders to us all of the importance of being present, being mindful, and valuing what truly matters. By incorporating these Stoic principles into our words and actions, we can create deeper, more meaningful connections with the people in our lives. We can show them that we see them, appreciate them, and value them for who they are. And in doing so, we can create relationships that are based on mutual respect, trust, and love. Relationships that are truly fulfilling and meaningful. So, the next time you want to make a woman feel truly valued and appreciated, remember these phrases. Speak them from the heart, with sincerity and mindfulness, and watch as they create a powerful, positive impact in your relationships. And remember, it's not just about saying the right words, it's about living them, embodying them, and making them a part of who you are. That's the true power of Stoicism, the power to transform ourselves and our relationships, one word at a time.